The music sounds alive, as if it's coming from an animal or two, under the bed or back in the closet, but it's simply a daxophone, one of the strange experimental instruments featured in a new collection. Bart Hopkin, who's put together this CD, tells us about a few of the devices.
The name daxophone means badger sound.
Badger sound?
Auf Deutsch.
In German. How do you make... it's a wooden instrument with strings, right?
It does not have strings. In fact, Hans Reichel, who is the gentleman that makes this instrument, draws an analogy to the bored kid in school, holding a ruler on the edge of a desk, holding it firmly on the edge of the desk, and imagine if you pluck the ruler, it'll make an interesting sound, a bling sound.
Right, right.
And the shorter the ruler, the higher the note. This is an elaboration of that played with a bow.
Oh, played with a bow.
That's right, that's right. And when I say an elaboration, there's a lot I'm not adding in here, but that's the basic idea.
Another really organic sound comes from the clay marimba. This is Ward Hartenstein's instrument?
That's right, yes.
Tell us about this, please.
It's a marimba made out of clay. You know, almost any rigid material, if you make it into a sort of longer-than-it-is wide shape, mounted in the right way that allows the lowest mode of vibration to sound and strike it, you'll hear a clear pitch. I mean, you can go to the beach and make a driftwood marimba very easily, and it'll probably be as much fun as making a sandcastle.
Now, this is almost a legit instrument. One that sounds very much like it in tone is something we could have in our, may have in our garage or back porch. Flower potophone. Is that the way he says it, Barry Hall?
That's the way he says it, yeah.
You have a picture here in somebody's backyard, I guess Barry Hall's, and two sets of hands with percussion mallets are playing. How many flower pots does he have sort of stacked up here on these bits of wood?
There are 25 flower pots mounted there on the pieces of wood, and you can imagine that he had to do a lot of auditioning of flower pots to find the ones with the right pitches. He actually didn't search for specific pitches. He searched for a set of pitches that sounded good to his ear together.
Now, how much music can you actually get out of something like this?
I mean, this is a question that comes up a lot, actually. People sort of say, well, can you play Melancholy Baby? I don't know. If you think of music a certain way, and then you build instruments which are not tuned to produce the scales involved in producing music that way, then you could look upon these instruments and say, well, they can't do it. But if you open up your ears, gee, an awful lot of possibilities arise. And a lot of these instruments that are homemade like this take on a very strong musical personality. They make the kind of music they want to make. It's much more a matter of designing an instrument, listening to it, hearing what it wants to do, going for a ride with it, and making music that way.
Well, here's a good example of that. This is a bamboo saxophone. I assume it's homemade.
Yes. This instrument is a bamboo saxophone, which is an instrument very much like a saxophone, although different in many ways, made by the late Jamaican instrument maker Sugar Belly Walker. He was popular in the 50s playing, this is an early reggae, but he also played a lot of the style that preceded reggae as the most popular Jamaican musical style. It was called mento. And he played it on this saxophone. Why he got the idea to build a bamboo saxophone is anybody's guess, because nobody was making bamboo saxophones. It's something he came up with on his own.
Here's the one sound that, if I were making music for a motion picture and it had any suspense in it whatsoever, any drama, I would say, I got to put this in here. This has got to be the soundtrack, even if I didn't know what it was.
If you did know what it was, you might have a different kind of thought. Because it's a kid's toy. It comes from Kmart.
It's just the tubes that you whirl around in the air and make noise with?
That's right. It's a swirled tube. Now, in the book, we call them whirlies because that's what the person who is playing this piece calls them. But nobody ever seems to have settled upon a name for them. Now, I should say, having said that it comes from Kmart, the woman that we're hearing now, Sarah Hopkins, makes these things herself in all different sizes and has actually refined the making of them to a high art. She tunes them very carefully and so forth. So she didn't get hers from Kmart. She's given it a great deal of thought into just how she wants to put them together.
They're not as sinister as I first thought they would be. I mean, I guess you could make sinister music with them, but...
That's right. You can be sinister or you can be heavenly.
Yeah, right. That's pretty nice. Do you have, when it's time for backyard fun in your family, your own private sort of homemade instrument?
Oh, gosh. You know, I do love to make instruments myself, and I've made some of the worst instruments ever and some that I really like a lot. So I've got a zillion of them.
Anything there on the table at KQED in San Francisco that could be a... impromptu musical instrument, assuming we had a couple of other people to join in?
The only thing I have is the box.
This is the box the CD and the book comes in.
Right. It was an extra bonus that I discovered about this box after I first received my first copy was that it makes this sound. You get an extra sound with the box. Shall I go ahead and see if it'll do it?
Please.
Here we go. That was it.
Yeah, how'd you do that?
I opened the box a little bit and then closed it rapidly.
That was a different note. I can imagine you going into the record store trying to find boxes with different pitches.
What I'm really planning to do is get really good at playing this box.
Right. Okay, here comes the grand finale. I guarantee this will make people smile who are in kind of a grumpy mood this evening.
Wendy Mae Chambers has assembled a set of automobile horns that together comprise a chromatic scale over a couple of octaves. She is a composer, and a fairly serious composer, the sort that often works with a conductor in a tuxedo and that sort of thing. But her musical materials are unusual. She's known as being apparently one of the world's leading toy piano players.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. These are all authentic car horns.
Yes, this is a matter of going to the junkyard. It's a little bit like the flower pots and looking for the car horns that happen to have the right pitch.
Oh, what do you think makes it so funny?
I think what makes it so funny, I mean, people would say, oh, because it's funny to hear car horns in another context. But here's my idea of what makes it so funny. The timbre of each horn is so completely different from the last one
right. That
it's like, you know, as if you assembled a whole set of clowns, each to make a different funny noise right on pitch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Each one has a completely different timbre, and they have wildly different volumes as well, so you get this kind of jivey syncopation out of it. And yet it's playing a coherent melody that everybody's familiar with.
Bart Hopkin talking with us from KQED San Francisco. His collection of music from experimental instruments is called Gravichords, Whirlies, and Pyrophones.